Binance rolls out withdrawal protection feature for user accounts. Binance announced the launch of a withdrawal protection feature, a new account-level safeguard that adds a cooling-off window to suspicious withdrawals and gives users a chance to cancel transfers before funds leave the platform. The exchange unveiled the change in a public post on May 4, 2026, framing it as a layered defense against account takeover and SIM swap attacks rather than a replacement for two-factor authentication. The rollout lands during a period of heightened attention on exchange security. Bitcoin trades at $79,940 as of May 4, 2026, up 1.6% on the day, and the broader market sits at a neutral 47 on the Fear and Greed Index. Calmer price action has not slowed phishing volume, and exchanges have spent the past two quarters tightening withdrawal flows after a string of social engineering losses. How the feature works: withdrawal protection inserts a delay between a withdrawal request and the actual on-chain broadcast. During that window, the account holder receives a notification across email and the Binance app and can cancel the transfer with a single tap. The delay scales with risk signals. A withdrawal to a previously whitelisted address from a familiar device passes through quickly, while a request that originates from a new IP, a new device, or sends to a freshly added address triggers the longer hold. For users who never log in from unusual locations, the feature should be invisible most of the time. For users in the middle of an active compromise, the feature buys minutes, sometimes hours, to lock the account before an attacker can drain it. That window has historically been the hardest thing to engineer at the exchange level. Most platforms either approve a withdrawal instantly or freeze the account entirely, with little middle ground. Why this matters for spenders' account takeover is the dominant theft vector for centralized exchange users. Hardware keys solve the problem at the wallet level, but most people stack their entire crypto position on one exchange and rely on SMS or app-based two-factor codes that can be intercepted. A delayed withdrawal layer does not fix the underlying credential problem, but it does change the economics of an attack. An attacker who needs to keep an account session alive for hours while waiting for a withdrawal to clear is far more likely to be caught. The feature also has knock-on effects for users who spend through Binance. The Binance card pulls from spot balances at the moment of authorization, so funds parked on the exchange are effectively the spending wallet. If a card user gets phished and an attacker tries to drain the spot account, withdrawal protection now sits between the attacker and a successful exit. It does not protect against fraudulent card transactions directly, since those settle through MasterCard rails. But it does protect the underlying balance from being moved off platform first. Where it sits in the security stack, Binance is not the first exchange to ship something like this. Coinbase introduced a 24-hour withdrawal hold for new payment methods years ago, and Kraken offers a global settings lock that blocks withdrawal-related changes for a configurable period. What is new in the Binance version is the dynamic risk scoring. Rather than a flat hold on every withdrawal, the system tries to read the context of each request and only adds friction where it sees anomalies. That trade-off matters. A blanket 24-hour delay is unworkable for active traders who need to move funds across venues quickly. A risk-scored delay only kicks in when something looks off, which keeps the feature compatible with normal trading behavior while still catching the cases that matter. What users should do: anyone with material balances on Binance should open the security settings and confirm that withdrawal protection is enabled, that withdrawal whitelisting is on, and that two-factor authentication is bound to a hardware key or authenticator app rather than SMS. The combination of those three layers, plus a separate cold storage allocation for funds that do not need to be liquid, removes most of the realistic attack surface for a retail account. For users weighing exchange custody against holding keys themselves, this feature narrows but does not close the gap. Binance has not published the exact thresholds that trigger the longer hold, which is intentional. Disclosing the rules would let attackers route around them. Users will only see the longer delay when the system flags their request, and a notification will explain the reason in plain language.